Hi, welcome to the Think Jesus Cafe, a place where we think about the truth claims of Jesus Christ, the most influential leader in all history. Thank you for subscribing to the podcast. Let's take a few moments now and think about intentions and impact. Today, I wanted to continue thinking about what it means to take the log out of our own eye. That one principle is so important in peacemaking. Whether the conflict is between friends, in the home, in the office, in the state house, between rival groups, or between nations, whatever the conflict situation, we must first step back, take a breath, and consider our own contribution. In Matthew 7:3 and following, Jesus says this, "Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when there is the log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye." The big idea today is that we must make the distinction between intentions and impact. Assuming that we know the intentions of another person may be one of the biggest logs in our own eye. When someone says or does something we don't like, we're quick to assume. That's the human way. We are quick to assume that we know their intentions. We assume that their intentions were bad, and so we judge them. We assume that their intentions were bad and that they wanted to hurt us, and so we're ready to fight. Oh, the battle over intentions. My intentions are good. Your intentions are bad. And so it goes. Oh, and by the way, the other person is thinking the same way. They think their intentions are good and your intentions are bad. So we need to sort this out. We need to make the distinction between intentions and impact. If we are to achieve peaceful resolution to conflict, we must first come to terms with our own contribution to the conflict. Making the assumption that we have no contribution is a colossal mistake. Wouldn't it be nice if we lived so perfectly as to have no contribution at all to any of the conflict we face? But a humble reflection on our own actions will reveal something very different. Central to achieving peace is understanding the other person, or the other party, or group. We often avoid trying to understand the other person for fear that we may be admitting they are right. Sometimes it's just easier, more convenient, to make assumptions about others than taking time to understand them. That's especially true in cultures where people are so very busy. It's just easier to assume things about others, easier than to expend the energy in trying to get to know them. Understanding the other person more deeply does not mean that all views are equally valid or that it's wrong to have your own strongly held beliefs, but it will help you evaluate whether your strong views make sense in light of the new information and different interpretations of the other person. Whatever outcome you desire, understanding the other person's story must be one of our first steps. That's reasonable, right? I mean, you're not going to move off your story, your position, your beliefs, probably, until you are understood. And the same is true of other people and other groups of people. They want to know that they have been understood before they will begin to consider the position you hold. So before we can move forward in a conflict, we need to understand where we are. Okay, we all know that conflict is a tangled web of complexity. With this issue of assuming the intentions of others, we need to disentangle intent from impact. The problem is that in a conflict, we make two mistakes. First, we assume we know what the other person's intentions are, when in fact we don't. When we are angered, we assume that we know the other person's intentions, but we really don't. This is an easy mistake to make. It's part of our natural defense shield. and we do it all the time. The one basic error we make is assuming intentions based on the impact of those actions on us. Again, this is a huge error. We make assumptions about other people and about other groups. We make assumptions about their intentions based on the impact on us. And we assume the worst. We always are more forgiving of ourselves, and we often are unaware that we are having a negative impact on others. Now, you and I both know that some people do, in fact, have bad intentions. Sometimes people intentionally want to hurt other people. Of course, this happens. But it happens much less often than we think. What happens is that we assume the other person had bad intentions, and that allows us to declare they are of bad character. See what happens? Our feelings get hurt. In some way, we are threatened. We assume we know their intentions, and we know those intentions were bad. So we conclude, in our own confused mind, that the other person is of bad character. What a leap in our thinking. What a disaster. Getting the intentions wrong is costly. The danger is that we too quickly settle into judgments about the other person's character, which slants our view of them. It slants our view of them in a way that is favorable to our own position, which may or may not be correct. But one thing is for sure, our opinion of the other person will not be favorable. And now the conflict is compounded. It's compounded because we accuse others of bad intentions. We cause them to become defensive. So we find ourselves going in circles. First, we assume intentions. Second, we judge character. Third, we accuse them of bad intentions. And fourth, this accusation causes them to become defensive. So again, the conflict is compounded. Okay, so the first mistake is making assumptions about the other person's intentions. The second mistake we make is assuming that once we clarify that our intentions were good, then the other person is no longer justified in being upset. As a result, we no longer take the time to learn what the other person is really feeling and why. This mistake is common. Now, sometimes the other person will not allow us to know what they are really feeling and why. Sometimes they are upset and they just will not talk honestly with us. And that opens up other problems with their contribution to the conflict. But we want to do our part. We want to be careful about assuming that our good intentions somehow justify and somehow make neutral a bad impact on another person or group. Okay, what can we do? What can we do to unravel the complexity between intentions and impact? The first step is to simply recognize that there is a difference between the impact of a person's behavior and what they intended. You can make this distinction by asking yourself three questions. First, what did the other person actually say or do? Second, what was the impact of this on me? Third, based on this impact, what assumption am I making about what the other person intended? What assumptions am I making about their character? Now, we have to know ourselves. We have to make certain that we recognize that we are only making an assumption about the other person. That assumption may or may not be true. We have to make certain that we just hold our view as an assumption and no more. It's just a viewpoint, that's all. It's just a way you view things at this point. Hold on to that view as an assumption, but don't act upon it, not yet. Now, meet with the other person and share the impact of their action on you. First, ask about their intentions. Did they really mean to hurt you? Ask them and let them explain. Do you know that just asking the question can sometimes bring resolution to a conflict? Now, this is a difficult conversation to be sure, but there are four steps you can take as you walk down this peacemaking path. First, We need to truthfully say what the other person did or said that offended us. Second, tell them what the impact is on you. Go a little deeper than simply saying that it makes you mad. They already know that. Help them understand your feelings and emotions at this point. Help them understand why you think the way you do. Third, explain your assumptions about their intentions. That's okay. You can be truthful here. Jesus calls us to be truthful in our conversations, so be truthful and tell them your assumptions about their intentions and let them respond. Watch Jesus work in the conversation. You'll be surprised. Now there's a caution here. Be careful to explain that you're making an assumption about their intentions and you're checking to see if that assumption is true. When you share your assumptions about their intentions, simply be clear that you're sharing assumptions and this is a guess. Make sure they know that you're not yet declaring that your viewpoint is true. You're on an investigation to see if your assumption about their intentions is correct. That approach will help minimize the natural defensiveness of the other person. This matter of untangling intentions from impact is complex, so it's best to anticipate a certain amount of defensiveness and be prepared to clarify what you're trying to communicate and what you're not trying to communicate. The more you can relieve the other person of the need to defend themselves, the easier it becomes for them to hear what you are saying. When we are accused of bad intentions, we have a strong tendency to defend ourselves, and that can lead to trouble. There's one other caution I have before we finish today. When it comes time to consider your own intentions, try to avoid the tendency to say, "My intentions were pure." We usually think that way about ourselves, and it may be true, but often intentions are more complex. We have to be aware of our tendency to distort the intentions of others and raise up our own intentions as being pure and right. So let's work together to sort out intentions from impact. Let's be careful about assuming we know the other person's intentions. Their intentions may have been well-meaning. It may be that the impact was unintended. But let's be honest about the impact of words and actions, and let's seek to discover whether or not the intentions of the other person were actually intended to help or hurt. Let's sort out intentions from impact as we seek to remove the log from our own eye and move towards peace. Thank you for joining us in the Think Jesus Cafe. This is Mark Day. We hope today's message has been an encouragement to you. We invite you to join us in spreading a passion to think like Jesus by asking your friends to subscribe to the podcast at thinkjesuscafe.org. If you are visiting San Francisco, or if you live in the East Bay area, we invite you to join us Sunday for worship at Gate Tree Church. Service times and directions are online at gatetreechurch.org. Until next time, thank Jesus and enjoy life.